What are the stones in your life? What are those things that are so heavy that you cannot even imagine them moving? What are those hurts and those habits and those hang-ups, those things that just seem like they never go away in your life, but you would love to be rid of them? You would love for God to be able to move those. You know, sitting on the altar at church for all of Lent have been these cross rocks. I don't know if you can see these here, but these are some stones that are representative of those things in our lives that we would like God to take away, whether they be sin or sickness or challenge or financial hardship, whatever it might be. And now in the face of everything with the virus and whatever else is happening, we need to recognize that Christ is risen, and this is the core of the Christian gospel, that no matter who has maybe politicized the faith or used it in various means for personal gain, that doesn't matter, because what God has done is he has overthrown death. We no longer have to live in fear. It's a wonderful thing. We can turn to God. We can offer him all of these stones in our lives. We can offer him those sins that hang on. We can offer him our fear and our sickness, and we can joyfully follow him where he leads. We were not created for a life that would end in death. We were created for eternal life and eternal relationship with God in Christ Jesus. The early church had it when they wrote these words: Christ is risen from the dead, trampling over death by death, and on those in the tombs, bestowing life. We're going to sing together, Christ the Lord is risen today, the third verse.